If you've been paying attention to Pope Francis and some of the communication that he's had with the people of God and with certain officials in the Roman Curia, you're going to find you've been hearing a lot about mercy. And basically, you know, that mercy is his whole mission. That's how he sees his ministry. And in fact, his coat of arms has that basically, in mercy you called me, with mercy and calling him. So his whole conversion, his ministry is centered around mercy, and we're hearing that come out a lot as he is setting the vision for the church. And usually when we think about mercy, mercy is something extended to our sins in the sense of being forgiven for our sins. And that's certainly true, and that is of vital importance. But mercy extends in a much broader way to the entirety of our lives. And what we hear in the gospel is an example of that broader understanding or broader notion of what mercy is. Because we all love to hear about it, mercy, but to really understand it and to appreciate it and to see how far it extends, even beyond our sins and our weaknesses. So, you know, think about the situation where Peter was in, you know, after the crucifixion. He had to be feeling some serious dejection in the sense that he denied Christ, right? Well, maybe just as much as Judas denied Christ. So three times he rejected Jesus. And so probably the last person that he would be wanting to have some contact with, could be very well be, would be Jesus. You know, he'll feel the shame, you know, the understanding, the shame and guilt that you'd be experiencing. Here is one who had been your friend for 3 years, and you deny him in his most difficult time. You abandon him at the cross. And so Peter confronts him, or Jesus confronts Peter, right? Jesus comes to Peter. Peter doesn't go to Jesus. Jesus comes to Peter. And what does he say? Peter, do you love me? Now, he asks that three times. And so there might be some confusion. Why does he ask him three times? Well, it helps us if we go back to the original Greek, because the first thing that Jesus asked him is, Peter, do you agape love me? Okay, so agape is a Greek word for love, and it's a total sacrificial type of love. So the kind of love that we see expressed on the cross, complete, self-sacrifice, total oblation of self, right? And Peter responds, yes, Lord, you know I love you. He said, in the Greek is, yes, Lord, you know I philia, love you. So everybody's familiar with the city of Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. Yes, Lord, you know that I love you like a brother. And then Jesus says the second time, Peter, do you agape me? Do you love me so as to die, to sacrifice, to serve? Well, Lord, you know that I philia love you. Right? I love you like a brother. We're brothers. Is that cool? Okay, no. Jesus, the third time. So he doesn't lower, he's not lowering a standard yet, okay? But now, without compromising ultimately what the goal is, Peter, or Jesus, the third time asks, he says, Peter, do you philia love me? And Peter, very distressed, says, yes, Lord, you know that I love you like a brother. And here's the beautiful thing. It's like Jesus is bringing home to Peter where he's at. And Peter is very honest about where he's at in his discipleship journey. The goal is here. This is where the calling is, but this is where he's at the moment. He's not at that kind of love that ultimately the Lord is expecting and wanting. But in God's condescension, in a sense that God, you know, reaches down just like a father to his child, right, and meets them, that's the way that Jesus was communicating and relating to Peter. And so what? He accepts him where he's at, and then he gives him his mission. This self-understanding, this humility that is being ingrained in Peter is so essential for the Christian discipleship. Understanding and knowing who you are and in our weakness, accepting that, and then what? Knowing that God accepts that also. But he's not going to leave us there. He's going to bring us higher. But he takes us where we are at. That's what we talk about. You know, when you come to church, you might think about it's something you're doing, you're going to the Lord. But when we talk about communion, the Eucharist, what do we say? I'm going to receive communion today. So it's not we who are going to the Lord as much as the Lord is coming to us. We're receiving the Lord. He's meeting us where we are at and then taking us higher. Pope Francis says if we can begin to understand this kind of broader sense of mercy, we can just taste a little bit of it, it'll bring about not just a transformation in ourselves, but a transformation in the world. If it's not something, this mercy is just not just a word, but something that touches our heart. That God's mercy extends not just to our, you know, sins, which is very extremely important, okay, right? The forgiveness of our sins, but it's all encompassing in the sense that he embraces us and accepts us where we are at. We are completely accepted by God, but certainly being called higher, as Peter understood. And then out of that sense of this new identity of who God is, who he is, and where they are at, he receives and acts and lives out this mission. And what do you hear in the Acts of the Apostles? Once they've got this foundation now, knowing who they are and their own weakness, and that it's God's power working through them, they cannot be stopped. And so the last thing we hear in the Acts of the Apostles is that they were being flogged. The apostles were being flogged. Peter was being whipped. And they gave praise, thanking God that they would be worthy to suffer for the name. That's not the Peter that we knew before the crucifixion, right? So something has changed. Profound humility and recognizing his weakness, and in that receiving the Lord and receiving the mission of the Lord completely transforms him. That's our same call. That's our same journey. And it's not an easy journey to get to that point of true humility, acknowledging the darkness, the weakness, the sin in a space with God where he sees, where he accepts. And I was thinking about, how do you know if you've really got it? How do you know if you're really tasting that mercy? That you really have an understanding of the loving embrace of the Lord who accepts us in our creatureliness. Well, my thought, the only way that true sign, telltale sign that we're beginning to taste that mercy is if we're extending that mercy, that same mercy to other people. If we're not, for example, spouses, a husband has certain expectations of a wife when they get married. I see one very newly married couple here, so they're learning. And so there's expectations you go in with, the person's probably not meeting the expectations, right? Even after some of you have been married a little bit longer, okay? Probably still not hitting the mark. And so there's several ways that way can go. One can become frustrated, okay, and kind of resentment sets in. Or one can be what they have received in the sense that I extend that same mercy that Christ extended to me in the sense that, okay, honey, I take you where you're at. Maybe I'm not telling her that, okay? But there's an acceptance that, yeah, of course I want more, okay? Of course I wish you wouldn't have done that, but I'm taking you where you're at. I'm loving for where you are, and we'll walk this together. And so you can think about that between spouses and then between siblings and parents to children. If we start tasting that mercy, we'll know that we'll have it because we're starting to extend it to others. And so it sounds great, and it is great, but it's certainly something that we can't do just on our own initiative. We have to first receive. And so, brothers and sisters, that's why at every Mass, every Sunday, we come to receive the Word of God in the Scriptures, and we come to receive the Lord in the Eucharist. That in deepening our sense of God's presence, in our lives and his intimacy, we would come to know his mercy, and then what? Immediately after Mass, we're ready to go out and extend that same mercy to others. And that's why the Pope says, Pope Francis says, a little bit of this will transform and change the world.